from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom, a recent charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The city of Lovington received its largest check from the New Mexico Taxation and Revenue Department earlier this week. Mayor David Trujillo elaborates.
This is August GRT's check that we received, and we received a little over $600,000, which is better than what we've been receiving. We've been receiving from $350 to $550, barely making budget just as a combined fiscal year. So right now it looks like the economy's picking up, and so is the GRT's.
The city also has hired former Village of Ruidoso manager Debbie Lee to search for a new city manager.
Miss Lee, she was the city manager, ex-city manager of Dosa, and she is now our person in regards to finding a new city manager, and she's reaching out to about five different sources that she has for us to obtain a new city manager.
Lee served the Village of Ruidoso for over 7 years, and during that tenure was named City Manager of the Year in 2017 by the New Mexico City Management Association. She also served a short stint in Hobbs as their city boss. The City of Roswell and Chavez County officials are collaborating to apply for state funding for its economic centerpiece, the Roswell Air Center. Roswell Mayor Dennis Kintai elaborates.
Thanks to oil and gas, the state has a lot of funds to disperse. We're trying to encourage the state to support the Air Center. The county has been able to get some funding. It's made things a little complicated with one entity being the physical agent and the other one owning the asset. And we're going to try and work together to get the state's attention on the Air Center. $5 million requested by the county, $5 million requested by the city.
The funds will be used for continued improvements to the Air Center. 21-year-old Ray J. Chavez Gonzalez of Carlsbad was arrested and charged with second-degree murder by Carlsbad police in connection with the shooting death of Christopher Jeffrey Mills on Saturday. According to reports, both men got into an argument. Gonzalez is accused of discharging a shotgun, and the pellets from the blast struck Mills in the head, killing him. Gonzalez was booked into the Eddy County Detention Center. For the first time in several weeks, Southeast New Mexico did not record a single death related to the COVID-19 virus. The New Mexico Department of Health reported that on Wednesday. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Ayres.